This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy
and Jess.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing all right. I'm trying to work out some audio kinks. Your audio is always sounding incredible, and mine's never really up to par, so I'm just kind of trying to work out some of the kinks, but can you hear me okay?
I can hear you really well. In fact, I'm really hoping that my little windstormy thing we're having over here along with my neighbors don't make it into the recording.
Your neighbors and your roommates, they're having a party.
Oh, no. Our neighbor works on his truck a lot, and then he also has snowmobiles that he works on, which, I mean, it's fine, but when you're recording, like, revving things is not the best.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I feel about my toddler, so I guess I get it. But it's really windy here, too, so it's really funny because we're so far apart, but we have these huge trees and they're outside of our fence line. So technically they either belong to the HOA mm-hmm. or they belong to the city. Now I'm not sure which, but what I do know is that all winter long, they drop debris into my backyard
mm-hmm.
until my backyard is just completely covered and the grass dies. And so then in like the springtime and the summer, we try to revive, you know, whatever is left. Mm-hmm. But I cannot be any more clear about this. We are terrible with yard maintenance. And it's like, it was actually one of the reasons we picked the current house we lived in, because our last house had a really big backyard, but comparatively to what you get in a subdivision now,
mm-hmm.
it had a really decent sized backyard. It had a deck on it when we first moved in, but we didn't take care of that because, again, exterior maintenance, not our jam. And so we had to get that taken off. But we had a huge deck and we had like a fire pit and we always had like, you know, like yard furniture, like a table and some chairs. And, you know, we'd always have the 4th of July and we could see everything. It was really nice. Here there's like zero yard and it's probably still the worst yard on the block. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like the front looks fine, I guess, but especially here in the back with all these they're not like pine needles. It's cause it's not pine. I think it's evergreen. And so it just falls straight down into the yard. One time it was really funny because it hit Ezra in the face, but you're not supposed to laugh at your kid, you know, like when they get hit in the face with falling tree debris. But I did. The neighbors were outside too, so I'm pretty sure they saw me laugh like directly in my kid's face. But it's also, so there's also, I thought they were blue jays, but they're not. They're stellar jays, which to be fair, I haven't like fact checked this. I'm sure someone, Kitty, can get on it for us.
Yeah.
They have like a black head and then a blue body. And I just, I assumed they were blue jays, but then Zeb's like, no, those are stellar jays. I'm like, how do you know that? Dude has the most like weird, useless knowledge bank of bird facts. Just, I'm going to get him a pair of binoculars. I know he's only like in his late 30s, but I think it's time for him to really just enjoy that bird watching.
Bring in a new hobby.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like he already plays Publisher's Clearinghouse. So it's just one step closer.
Hey, if you don't play, you can't win.
What's so funny is I used to make such fun of him for playing it because I was like, that's such an old lady, like, hope I win money so that my, you know, children's children will have some kind of generational wealth for me thing to, like, play. is put like it's not even the lottery, it's Publishers Clearing House. And I would rip on him and joke about it. And then one time we won, and it wasn't like the obviously wasn't like a big pot or anything, but it was money. I was like, get on there and keep clicking that shit on the internet for the Publishers Clearing House, because now you can just click around on their website and they consider you playing as opposed to like filling out the thing and like
Oh, yeah.
lick this stamp and put it here and make sure you have like the 17 like stamps and stickers in the right place before you mail it back.
Which do you lick that stuff? Like, do you lick envelopes and stamps?
Oh, that's a whole nother thing. Well, anyway, so the point is hang on, I'll get there, but the point is with this, now you can just click around on the internet if you want to play Publishers Clearing House.
That's good to know.
Yeah, well, it's not really. No one's going to take that away from today's conversation.
They might, you never know.
Well, no one's listening to this. Again, it's me just looping it in my car like, "Oh, you sounded real dumb there. Good job, Kimmy." So as far as licking stuff, so I get grossed out at the thought of the fact that other people probably do it.
Yeah.
So I only do it if I'm in like if I'm in a pinch and I've got the bill, but I forgot my checkbook somewhere, so I have to cut a check, because again, I have an old husband, but he's married to some old maid who like cuts checks like it's 1940 instead of just paying bills on the internet like a normal fucking human. But if I'm in a pinch, like I'll totally do it. But at work, which is where I usually have to honestly like seal an envelope,
Right.
we have these little they're I got them from Office Depot and they're like dabbers. They kind of look like the little ink markers that you get for bingo. Yeah, and I'm not like an avid bingo player and I've never like played bingo at a casino or anything. I just happen to know what those things look like.
Oh, you
But
should play. It's fun.
I know that's what I've heard actually, that it's really fun.
We'll have
But
to do
again,
that someday when life gets back to normal.
yeah, again though, just can't preface enough. I've already got a lot of old lady shit going on, so I'll have to pencil it in.
Which, you know what's funny? It's
And I'll
funny.
have to pencil it into my agenda in cursive.
Right. Because then nobody could crack that code.
No one's going to be able to crack that code. Not anyone under the age of like 17, anyway.
No, you bring up a good. I was thinking about this the other day, and I don't know, maybe it says something about me, but so I'm single. I get junk emails, and for
The
what?
announcement. So I'm single.
No,
Were you
listen.
throwing it out there, or is that just part of the
Oh,
story?
it's part of the story.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you were just like, so I'm single. Anyway, so about produce.
Oh, no. So in my junk emails, I'm getting like dating stuff. Now, where this stuff comes from and how they know, I don't know. They're
Oh, I
probably
already know.
listening.
Somebody, I think somebody who knows you, I'm thinking of like two friends specifically, probably went on to, whatever, what,
Match.com.
yeah,
They're out there having
OkCupid,
conversations with people I
Plenty
don't
of Fish.
know.
Yeah, they took your best three photos from Facebook. They put those on Plenty of Fish. They're like, please swipe right. I don't even know if you swipe left or right or whatever, but then. And that's not Plenty of Fish. It's that other dating app, Tinder. What?
Emails
Publishers
from
Clearinghouse?
no, worse.
Sorry.
Silversingles.com. And it's
Right.
where did that come from? Like, I know I'm getting older, but I'm not that old. And like, so then I was like, seriously, I wonder how they got my information. Like, who's selling my information to Silver Singles? And then
That
I
is
started
so
thinking about it, and I was like, well, I do like arts and crafts. I do go to Joann's. I do buy
funny.
yarn. Like, do they take the things that I buy from Joann's and they're like, yep, she's in the over 50 category. We're selling that information.
We definitely talk about this at work all the time because, like, I think you remember, like, not this last February, but the one before, so 2 years ago now, I fell really bad in a divot. I didn't even fall really. It was that I rolled my ankle in a divot in my front yard. And anyone who knows me knows that I have weak ankles anyway, but I'm also really accident prone for that kind of stuff. Like, I don't know if you remember this, but at Alyssa's wedding, I was already in a cast because I had hurt my ankle so badly. And then I fell down the stairs at her wedding.
I mean, now that
And
you
I was like,
bring it up, I
dang.
kind of remember it, but I don't remember it offhand. But I do know that you have ankle issues.
And my mom was like, stop being dramatic. And I was like, I just fell down a half a flight of stairs and I'm on crutches.
Like, put some dirt on it. You're good.
I know. She turned into your dad. We're not calling an ambulance. You're fine. Anyway, so I rolled my ankle and then we were joking around at work because we work in a historic part of the city, and so it's not required to be ADA compliant, and there's no way to get to my office other than to go up a flight of stairs. You have to, and there's one in the back and there's one in the front, so we have enough exits, but you have to go up the stairs. There's no other way. And so my boss and I were joking about how we needed to get one of those like lift chairs, like the that you see the commercial where there's like an old lady living by herself and they're like, mom,
I know someone.
we know you don't want to leave home, so we're thinking it's time to give you a lift. Right after they like strap a life alert to her neck or whatever. So anyway, we were talking about it, and then my boss and I, we had our phones like in the conference room, and we were talking about it and joking about it because I still might have to get this surgery because my ankle is still really weak anyway. But when it happened, like right after it happened, we were kind of talking about it and joking around. And then all of a sudden, both her Facebook feed, my Facebook feed, the work Instagram feed was just, they were flooded with all of these ads for like old people things, including the lift chairs. But just like, and it just goes to show like Google never stops listening to us. Like all the big companies never stop listening to us. You can disable the mic on your phone in like one app, but it doesn't mean that you've done it like in every single app that you use. And so it's just pointless to fight it because at this point it really is Orwellian where it's just like it's listening all the time and whatever. But all they're doing, because we always thought that they were going to use this information to like control us, but all they're really doing is just trying to peddle us like, walkers with the tennis ball feet. If we mention like, I can't wait to go home and crochet with my cat. Like that's what I was doing right before I fell and hurt my ankle. And then if I had a life alert on, I probably would have hit the button. Just 33 falling down in the front yard. Help, I've fallen and I can't get
I
up.
remember those commercials.
But see, right? It's so serious. It's like if they are listening to us, that's how stuff ends up in my, I swear that's how they get my information is they start to, go through my social media and they finally find something that has like my email on it and then they start spamming me with like silver singles or whatever. I mean, I don't get silver singles. I get like old married lady stuff like, "Hey, you and your partner could qualify for the AARP discount." And I'm like, "I just like yarn." Leave me alone. I got a knitting machine for Christmas. I think I told you about it. Did I tell you about it? Okay, well, I'm really excited about it. So I can't, the fact that I didn't tell you about it is bogus. Like I totally should have.
I'm feeling
Because it's
left
the type
out.
of thing, well, you should, because that's rude. I'm very rude. But it's also the type of thing that if you saw it, you would go apeshit bananas over it too, because it's really fun. And so I got this knitting machine, and then I got an email from the seller, and it was like, please can you rate and review the product? And it was like, if you can't read this text, press control and the up arrow to zoom. Like it was trying to give me instructions like I was an old lady so that I could fill out this survey. I feel like we kind of just do old people things. And like the first time I was using it, I was just kind of like hanging out downstairs, like having Alexa play me Christmas music while I like made a toque, you know? Well, I'm 80. If it weren't for the fact that I have a toddler, I think that I would feel more like more inclined to fall deeper down the rabbit hole of these types of crafts.
Yeah.
'Cause there's just like this whole world of yarn. Some
Yeah,
might
it's ever changing too, like the big yarn they have now.
I was going to make a joke about string theory, but then I was like, don't do it. But I do think that's what my Pinterest board is, that where I keep all of my yarn patterns I'm never going to use.
Yeah, I too have a whole board on Pinterest is like one of those things, like I try not to go in there. I will lose an hour of my life every time.
Yeah, that's how I feel about TikTok. Actually,
Yes.
when you texted me that you were ready to do the podcast, I was in the middle of trying to watch some of the TikTok videos you've sent me over the week.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, I
before I went back to school, I would watch them like every other day or like every third day or whatever. Now I'm lucky if I even get to them, you know? Like, this conversation is going to happen once a week anyway. So it's not that much of a stretch to like turn it into a podcast. We used to just FaceTime each other, not
Right.
FaceTime, because I, to be fair, don't have an iPhone, so it's not technically FaceTime.
Whatever. Video
We video call,
conferencing.
yeah, exactly. Which again, I don't have an iPhone, which is probably why your audio is always better. Zeb, after I told him what you said, how you were like, where you said you had like the iPhone phone, but then also like the Apple headphones.
Yeah.
He was like, well, you can get an iPhone if you want to, Kimmy. No one's stopping you. It's just every time you say, get me the same thing that you're getting, whenever we have like whenever our contract is up and it's time to get a new phone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, because I need you to teach me how to use it, and you're not going to teach me how to use an iPhone.
Well, and
And he's like, well, I just don't know how to use it, you know? And I'm like, yeah, so neither will I.
they're easy to figure out, but I don't
I'm
have
sure they're pretty
anything
intuitive.
crazy either. Like, they're on iPhone like 12 now, I think, is the most recent one. I'm back on the 8. I'm using like the corded headset that comes with iPhone
Yeah. My niece has like the AirPods, you know,
Yeah.
and she was like, they went through the wash. I don't know what I'm going to do. They went through the wash, and she was having like a freak out moment. And I was like, can we put them in rice? And she like looked at me, and I was like, I'm just throwing out ideas. I don't know. And then like 2 days later, she came downstairs and she was like, they still work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's quality product. And then I turned and looked at Zeb. Trying to put emphasis on it, you know? But no, so I have a Samsung. I have like the Galaxy S9, I think. But we always have like iOS Android phones. We'd never have had like the iPhone. And so I just feel like when you know how when you're out with a friend and they'll hand you their phone, like, hey, can you text my husband and tell him we're gonna be late or whatever?
Oh, my
You can't.
roommate does that to me all the time.
Your poor mom.
She's like, "Here, just text him on my phone." I'm like, "I hate your
No,
phone. I
I
don't know how
hate
to
it.
use it."
Yeah, when my girlfriends would do that to me, or like, can you, why don't you look up directions from my phone or whatever? And they just throw their phone at you like you know how to use it. I don't know how to use the iPhone at all. Like, I'm like, okay, how do I go back? Mine has a little arrow that's like the back arrow. So if I need to go, I can just go back. I don't have to. It's anyway, so it's such a different like operating system or whatever, but
It is. I don't know.
yeah.
I went from like, okay, if we're going way back, I started out with the Nokia, like that snake on it.
Did you have Snake? Yeah, I was gonna say that was the quintessential game was
And
Snake.
I could change out the face plates of my phone to make it a different color if I wanted to.
Yep, that'll bring you back.
Yeah.
It was just a little bit bigger than your Tamagotchi.
Right?
Yeah.
And it had the antenna that you pulled
Late.
out of it.
Oh, that's next level. My first phone was actually a Samsung like flip phone thing.
Oh, okay.
Well, I had an LG and it had like a nice camera on it and it was like a flip phony thing, but I broke it almost immediately because I'm so, again, so clumsy. And so then after that, I got a Samsung, but I put it inside of like a protective case, which I should have done with the LG in hindsight, but I mean, it's 2020, right? All in the past, but yeah, so I kept that one, I kept it alive for a very long time until Zeb and I got the Envy, which was like it flipped on the side. So on the front, it looked like the Nokia, like the one you're
Yes,
talking
I
about.
had that too.
Yeah, but then it flipped on the side, it opened up, and there was like a full keyboard in there and a screen, and you could text.
Yes, I had that phone.
Yeah.
Mine was orange.
Yeah. I saw the orange one and I almost went for it, but the silver one was like $60 cheaper. But yeah, we even had like protective cases for those too, and like they would clip to your belt buckle if you wanted to. Like I never did that, obviously, because I'm not a dork. But if you do that still to this day, you're not a dork. It's a joke. Again, I don't want to offend any of our listeners. Please take everything I say with a grain of glass from my
So you're
dryer.
reminding yourself because you're getting so old that when you listen back, since
Yeah.
we're the only
I well,
listeners.
right. When I throw the odd, like I turn the media on my phone up really loud and I clip it to my belt. And I start walking through my house vacuuming. Oh yeah, I am a dork. That's right. So a little update about the glass and the washer and
Oh,
dryer. First of all,
yeah.
so I still haven't had the conversation with my mother-in-law about having broken the thing,
Ooh.
and I feel really bad, but I just don't know how to say it. And it's gonna suck, and I feel terrible, like terrible, awful. But the good news is, after washing the load several times, the lint is finally coming back without any like shiny pieces of glass
Oh,
shards in it.
good.
So at this point, if there is, I would be surprised if there's any more.
Yeah.
But also, like, I kind of wonder about the hose and like, okay, so should we pull the washing machine away from the wall and see like if the drain hose for the washing machine is all cut up? Or, I mean, I think by now I would have noticed a puddle,
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, or like if it was leaking. But I don't know. It's been a terrible experience and I wouldn't wish it on anyone. Don't put glass in your washer, I guess. That's really stupid.
FYI.
I just, like I said, I just don't have, there's no more energy in me. And, I feel bad because a lot of my personal relationships are kind of suffering right now. Not this one. Ours is actually kind of flourishing, but but a lot of my other personal relationships is like I love this person, but I just do not have, there's not enough hours in the day for me to like work 40 to 45 hours a week, and then I'm going to school getting my bachelor's degree, and I'm also someone's wife and someone's mom. I don't have any more time. And this, like I said, this conversation happens once a week anyway, whether we're recording it or
Right.
not. So I just don't have, there's no time. I don't know when I would, and the I always get these little drop-in notifications on like House Party and Zoom. And I'm like, I'm not dropping into anything. I don't know. I love you guys, but I just don't. I have no more energy. It's all gone.
I
And like the other day, I was getting ready to go to bed and I knew that I needed a shower. And I was like, Zeb, I gotta take a shower. I gotta take a shower. And he was like, okay, yeah, like let me just really quick, I'll just jump in because he's way quicker than I am in the shower. I have to do all the things. I have to wash and then shave and it's all the things and whatever. But he just jumps in and he lathers. And for some reason, he always smells so much better. Like the men's body wash situation is pretty, the game on that's pretty strong. But like, Old Spice is doing it right these days. I don't know if it's the Denali or like what's going on, but it's the Fiji something. But anyway, he takes a shower and he comes out smelling like Old Spice, whatever, delicious body wash stuff. And then I have to use like hypoallergenic stuff because I have sensitive skin.
You come
So
out smelling like an old
while
lady.
I do, because you turned me on to that oil of Olay soap, and then I found it in like body wash form, and I'm like, it's oil of old lady. It's not oil of Olay, it's oil of old lady. And then I just lay in bed moist. But he jumped in the shower, and by the time he came back, I was asleep on my side of the bed. He was like, Kimmy, you have to get up and take a shower. And I was like, I'm not leaving, I'm not doing anything. And then at like 4 in the morning, I woke up and I was like, I smell so bad. I need to go take a shower. It was just funny because it was one of those nights where it was like I worked all day and then I stayed after work in my office late to do my homework. And which my boss is 100% okay with. She's like encouraging me to do this because the goal ultimately is to do what's called Rule Six, but I won't bore people with that. You already know, we've talked about it, but she's encouraging it and I'm really excited about it, but it just takes a lot out of me. And so that's what I had done that night. And then I got home and Zeb had made for supper, he had made grilled soup and grilled cheese sandwiches, but mine had clearly been sitting on the table since he made it at like 6, and it was now like
Oh,
8:15.
yum.
And yeah, so I heated it up again with my reheating abilities that I brag about. And I ate it as quickly as I could because that is like 8:15 is when we take the kid upstairs and we start like, hosing him off and brushing his teeth and getting him ready for bed. And it's not as easy as like me coming home and just being able to take care of my needs. Like I also have to take care of my son's needs first. And we prioritize that and we read him 2 books every night and we do cuddle time and whatever. And he just looks up at me and he's like, I don't like your smell. I don't know what to tell you. And my husband was like, I honestly, honey, I hadn't noticed. And I was like, shut up and stop trying to be nice to me. It was just, and it's very infrequent because I do bathe myself. I don't want anyone listening to this thinking that I'm just like some dirty birdie, but like, it was just a long, it was a long, long day with just me staring at a computer for probably upwards of 15
Wow.
hours, just all work and then all homework and then driving home, listening to our first episode of our podcast and going, God, you're stupid. And then I try to like put my other podcasts on and then I'll think to myself, Remember that stupid shit you said about Baja Blast? What was it that you said? And then I'll go back. By the way, I have a correction to the correction. Because I did. Kitty was right. Because I did listen to the first episode again. Not because I'm a narcissist, but actually because I hate myself. So that's two different
Oh,
things.
man.
And I said sometimes in the
Yeah.
summer, I kind of like rolled it into, I'll get the, they, you're, I, they have this. I said they have this, but you couldn't hear me say this Baja Blast drink. But I didn't mean like just in the summer, but I was like, sometimes I'll get it in the summer, but that's not how it
I
came across.
see.
So it definitely sounds, when I listen to it, I can tell what I meant by it, but it definitely sounds like I thought that was a seasonal
Yeah.
drink. Here we are for the third week in a row talking about Taco Bell, which I know your roommates are gonna fucking love. But moreover, it's to apologize to Kitty and also to the fan base at large, which is Kitty, in saying that I did accidentally word it in a way that made it seem like I was just completely unaware that it's not a seasonal beverage. Like you, but by the way I'm talking about this place, they should actually pay me for how much I'm
Gonna
talking
say, when
about
we
them.
getting our check from Taco Bell?
So I was gonna try to think of like a funny story or come up with some kind of funny anecdote. I don't have anything funny that's happened to me lately. Do you have any good? What's the tea from the other side of the mountain? What's the hot
So,
goss?
I do have something that I've been saving up for you.
I'm so excited. By the way, just so we're clear, I'm sorry if you can hear me taking a
I'm
sip
really
every now
nervous
and
about
then
that too.
about this, about
Yes,
drinking something while you're
I always have a
recording.
drink here, but I'm always scared to drink it 'cause I don't
Yeah. Well, and that's how I feel too, but I at the same time today I was like, I'm gonna tap the Rockies. I'm gonna ride that silver bullet straight through the early afternoon.
I went.
Because I try to run my beer game on East Coast time. I think it's really important that we remember that time zones are just a man-made construction of the whole thing, of the
It's
whole
5 o'clock
machine.
somewhere, so
So, yeah, exactly. Yes. And not that I'm going to Margaritaville anytime soon, but I might tap the Rockies.
have something a little
So,
less hardcore than you. It's an a
okay. Then my one af early afternoon
yeah.
beer. Not
No.
beers,
I
just
have an
okay.
A&W root beer. Zero caffeine,
Ooh.
you know.
Yeah, you can't, you don't want to. I don't mess with that Barks
It's
shit.
gotta be
It
A&W or nothing.
It's got to be A&W. Or every once in a while, I like the like a fancy root
Yeah.
beer. Like those, the remember they used to make, I don't even know if they make this kind anymore, but that Thomas Kemper brand. That was really good root beer, and they also have a diet root beer by Virgil's, I want to
Yes,
say.
I think you're right.
And that is, it's creamy and it's
Well, I'm actually
delicious, and I like
they're
it
I
very
think they're
much.
steering away from that diet word. So right now,
Yeah, it's 0 calories, zero
yeah, it's
sugar or
zero
whatever.
sugar, and that's what I got right now because, we know Judy needs it.
Judy.
She's out of
Oh,
control, I tell
Judy.
you.
I know mine too. I can't. Last night, I laid down in bed and I was laying on my side. And I said, Zeb, I think the mattresses are off because we have the two twin XLs that like they lay next to each other, you know? And there it's because it's an adjustable bed. Because after I had my son, this is TMI for people who don't know me, and for people who do know me, really, you don't need to know about my medical conditions, but here we are. It's just like being at the drive-through window of a pharmacy. But I got really heartburn after really bad heartburn during my pregnancy, and after I had my son, it never went away, and now it's just GERD, which is probably one of the most disgusting things that you can be diagnosed with, just because that word sounds terrible. Like, oh, well, what's wrong? Oh, I have GERD. Can you pass me a Tums? Because I have GERD. It's just terrible. It's a fancy term for I get heartburn frequently, so I have to sleep on a little bit of an incline. So I bought a stupid expensive bed to make up for the fact that I have to sleep on a little bit of an incline instead of just buying an extra pillow or whatever. I was laying on my side and I was like, babe, we need to move the mattresses. Something's wrong. Like, my bottom's hanging off the edge of the bed. And he goes, okay, whatever you need to do, honey. So we both stood up and I looked down at the mattress and nope, it was the outline of just my fat ass. The beds were perfectly on the base. There was nothing about it that was off or dangling over the edge or
Telling you,
anything. It was except
Judy.
Judy, and she was just out there.
Yeah.
Oh, it was funny. Anyway, but you did have something that
Yeah,
you
I
were saving
do.
for me, and I didn't mean to
No,
take the
you're fine.
runaway conversation train,
Okay,
but tell
so
me what you've been saving.
let me set this up for you or for listeners that don't know
Okay.
where I live. We live
Okay.
in a gated community that is all dirt roads.
Right.
It's like a mile
Right.
from the main road, like just dirt road. And there's like, let's say, I think there's like 150 properties out here. And
Yeah.
only like maybe if I had to guess, like 12 to maybe 15 of us live here year round.
Right, 'cause it's more of a
Right.
summer spot.
And so normally in the spring and summertime, there's like an on season out here where there's like a dumpster. But for the off season, if you live out here, you have to get your own garbage service. And
Right.
because we're in the gated community and because we have dirt roads, there's one spot where they all line up, right? You have to take your garbage can down. So most people either
Okay.
have like, we have a golf cart, it's got a back seat on it.
Right.
And we've figured out that if I drive the golf cart and my dad sits backwards on the back seat and pulls the garbage, that's a quick way to get it down there, right? Other neighbors
Right.
use their truck or van or.
The one he's always working
Yeah.
on.
As we discussed last week, my dad is injured and he can no longer be the guy hanging off the back of the golf cart with the garbage, which is fine because mom has taken over the driving position and now I'm the one hanging off the back. However, it is the Pacific Northwest, and because I'm not close to the ocean, we do get snow and stuff here. So the last couple
Right.
weeks, it's like I haven't been able to use the golf cart. And so I decided that I was going to put it in my dad's truck last week. And I went out to start it. And because it hasn't been started and it's been so brutally cold here, it won't start. So last week
No.
I had to huff it down there. And it's not
Okay.
terrible. Like, I'm not complaining about the fact that I have to like walk with a garbage can like 3 blocks the other way. It's more or
Right. No.
less,
Okay.
we live on a dirt road and it's mud, and there's like potholes filled with water, and so it's kind of a game to get it down there in the first place. And then when you're actually walking
Right.
it becomes a whole new game. And so you look really ridiculous doing it. So I always try to do it at a time when people aren't going to see me do it, right?
Right. At like the least populated that the gated
Right.
community
Like,
is
let's
on
not
any
do it
given
at
day.
rush
That's
hour
the
here.
time that you're
We
walking
need to
back.
do it when people are
Right.
gone or in bed or something. Sneak down there.
Right. Of course. That makes
So,
sense.
this week we got a little behind and realized we needed to get the garbage down. And by we, it meant me. And it's like
Right.
11 o'clock in the morning, and the garbage truck comes at 11:30. So I got to get down there and get it put where it goes so that we get our garbage out, right? So I
Right.
get about halfway there, and one of the neighbors goes by. And probably we've known him like forever, but if it was anyone else, I'd be really embarrassed. Like, I just stopped, let him go by, and waved. And then I get a little bit closer. I can see where the garbage can goes, and here comes another truck. Only this time, it's a truck I don't recognize.
Oh no.
And as I'm crossing in front of the garbage can, I look up and it's the power company, and there's four men smiling and waving at me. Because they're like, oh, poor gal, she just walked that garbage can down here from who knows where. So now I'm
Right,
embarrassed.
right.
But then, okay, you think that would be enough. But then I start walking back and I'm like, at least.
I knew there was gonna be, I knew there was more. I knew that couldn't possibly be,
Gets worse.
'cause the, oh, and then that happened, and everything was fine. And actually, one of them came out and was like, "Are you on silver and single?" Because they keep sending me those emails too. But we're clearly both in our mid-30s, and you're attractive. And it ended up in a perfect love
No,
story.
taking out the garbage did not end in a love story.
Dang it.
Maybe next week.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm ready for whatever it did turn
So I'm
into.
walking back, and at this point, I'm just like, okay, at least I'm not towing this stupid garbage can with me. I'm just a lady walking down the dirt road, right? But I hear another car coming because apparently I did pick rush hour to take the garbage down. Apparently 11 a.m. is not
Yeah.
the time to take it down.
Well, I think it was just that you guys had, I don't want to say sat on it, because obviously you're not like, warming up a can of garbage with your Judy, but you guys procrastinated just a
We
little bit
did.
this
We
last
did.
week. So you had to get up there. It didn't matter whether it was
Right.
rush hour or
It
not.
was irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
You're right.
You
But
had to get up there. Okay.
then, so I hear
So
this
you hear
other
another
car coming.
car.
And so I get all the way over as far as I can, almost on somebody's property, just so that they can go by. And I can, you
Right.
know, when you can't see the car because your back is to them, but you can feel that they're like right next to you.
Yes.
Well, it ended up being another neighbor, and they honked the horn, and I jumped so high. And then it was like, I didn't know what to do because I felt ridiculous that I had jumped so high because he literally scared me to death that I did this like weird can't recover wave.
I would have just been like, go
Yeah, yeah. That, I
around.
mean, he was like honking to say hi, and it's like, could you get past me and let me know you're
Right.
here? He's just gonna honk at me like I was literally right next to the front of the car where the horn is. Oh man,
Those power company guys are like over checking
have.
the meter
They
and like,
probably
look
saw
at
the
her
whole thing. I have
number.
no idea where they went, but. Then I get
That's
back.
so I just wonder why the first neighbor wasn't like, here, throw it in the truck and let's like drive it up
Well, I
there or
mean,
whatever.
yeah, I guess.
Or the power company guys, they could have been like, where does it
What's
go?
horny?
You guys can't just help a bitch out? Like, the truck won't start. I don't have my golf cart situation. Nobody? Okay.
It's
All
okay.
right. Thanks, guys. You know what? To be fair, it's a global pandemic. I get it. Like, no
It's our
one's trying to get
trash.
their right. It's your tra It's not like you were walking with a case full of diamonds and they were like, "Oh,
Or
just let the
beer. I
lady
mean, that
pass."
seems like that could be something that happens out here. Then I go back and I'm irritated because my adrenaline's through the roof and it scared me so bad. And so when I went back, they could clearly tell something was wrong and they're like, "What's going on?" I was like, "Steve just scared the shit out of me. Like, I died back there." And they're like, "What do you mean?" So I tell them the story. And
Right.
my mom's kind of laughing, but we're like also getting ready to leave. And she's not done getting ready.
Right.
Anyone
Okay.
who knows my mom knows that, she's got
Oh
a,
God.
it's a whole
It's a
process.
process. It's just a, and it,
Yeah.
every
Watch
kilty
out.
woman since the
Yep.
beginning of time, it has been, we're leaving in 3 hours. I guess I
Yeah.
better get going. But the get going
Rough.
part is like, well, here's my coffee and my cigarette. I'm going to use this Vaseline to remove my makeup. I'm going to have another cup of coffee and another cigarette. Quick shower. Gonna let the hair partially air dry, but still fry it with a hair dryer that is 20 years old. And then they get out the hair styling supplies, the
Well, see,
makeup has to go on, there has to be a third cup of
she
coffee,
was at the
another
point where her
cigarette.
makeup was on, but it was time to do the hair, to do the do.
Right. You have to, because you can't just, it can't ever just be a
No,
ponytail, God
ponytails are
forbid.
frowned. I'm just trying to relax and regain. And, like, no joke, it was like 10 minutes later, my mom pops her head out of the bathroom with the blow dryer still going. And she's like, "Hey,
Know,
Jess."
yeah.
Like, "Yeah, mom." She's like, "So when he honked the horn, did you like jump?" And I'm like, "I thought that was implied when I said I died back there. Of course I jumped. It scared the shit out of me." And then she starts laughing so hard she's crying that she can't even finish blow drying her hair. So now, 10 minutes later, she's in the bathroom visualizing me getting scared. Oh, so that's.
God, and just have and just d further
Yeah,
delay in the
so
leaving of the
that's, I
house.
mean,
Yeah,
probably why I
that's
need
so
new
funny.
roommates.
Did you jump? You're probably why I need you. Good luck, man. Oh, well, so I so nothing really, there's been no story or anything really exciting happening here. I am dog sitting for my sister today because she wanted to go up to the shopping center that's up north, and she was really excited to go do that with her fiance. And so I'm watching her dog, and I can just hear because I'm upstairs in my bedroom, and we put a little baby gate in front of like the bottom stairs or whatever. And I can just, and it's not a baby gate, it's a pet gate that we have. You've seen it. It goes under our
Oh,
standing
yeah.
desk in the living room to protect our toddler, who knows better now, so I don't know why we still have this thing, from touching any of the cords that go run from the
Right.
computer to the television. He just generally doesn't like poke around and that kind of stuff. But so I had Zeb move it. It's not steady enough if it were like a baby, because the baby could push it right over. But for my sister's dog, who is it's like a he's a Shih Tzu, I think. And maybe like, and maybe mixed with like Lhasa Apso, I don't know. But
Right.
he's a little tiny dog. And so his name is Hamilton. We call him Hammy. And so my son, I can hear him through the floor just yelling, "No, Hammy, chase the ball." Like yelling at the poor dog for not having enough energy to chase the ball. And I can kind of hear my husband down there like, "Well, don't tell him no. He's just trying to have fun." He's reprimanding the kid who's reprimanding the dog who's just trying to live his best life in a house that's not his. So it's all cyclical or whatever. They're kind of all just yelling at each other. And then when I first came upstairs, Hammy was at the bottom of the stairs and he was making that little whining noise, you know. And I was like, "Do you need to go potty?" So I took him outside. He did not need to pee. He just didn't want me to go up the stairs. And I was like, "Dude, I got a podcast to shoot. You don't understand because you're not a human. But like, I got
Right.
stuff I gotta get done
Yeah, I got
today."
things to
So,
do.
yeah. So there's a few things I wanted to ask you because I thought maybe it would be a fun segment to do. But I was thinking maybe each week we could think of a question to ask each other, or like more than one question.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're interested in that or not. My thing. So I was going to ask you, what is a word that
Oh my
you
gosh.
detest? Like just one that you can't, a word that you cannot stand that other people
Already
say.
know what it is.
Anyway,
Do you
okay,
know
so
what it
what's the
is
word you
already?
hate?
Or do you don't have any idea?
No, I think I don't know, 'cause I tried to think and I don't think, if you have told me, I'm so
Okay, I can't really
self-obsessed that I
explain why I
forgot.
don't like the word other than something about the way it sounds. I just don't like it. It has nothing to do with anything. It's a food. I like to eat the food that it
Okay.
is. We make it here and we call it something different because I don't like that word. But
Okay.
it's quiche. I don't like that word. I don't know why. I have no reasoning behind it. But I don't like it. And so I don't. I
Is
think it
it the way it
is.
sounds? Is it the way that it
I don't
sounds?
know why. I just don't
Oh,
like that
okay.
word. And so if we.
Okay, I'm gonna say it again.
Just gives me.
Quiche.
I
I
don't
can't figure
know.
out.
I can't tell you why. I just don't like that word. And so.
That's so funny. I'm not going to use it for like any
People have
arsenal,
and do.
like that's not fair to like use it
Well, I
against
mean, they wouldn't
you.
be best friends if they
That's not
didn't annoy
fair.
you sometimes, right?
But so the word, and this has, I am completely perplexed by your hate of that word. Now,
Oh,
Zeb
I like
hates
it. In
eating
fact, when we
that
make it,
food.
we call it baked eggs because I don't like that word. It just doesn't. It is. It's a
Baked
baked egg
egg.
dish.
I would have leaned more toward like poultry pie or something, like something that was alliterative, just because I like things that begin. If it's like three or four words that all begin with the same letter, I'm like, that's my favorite thing. I don't know why. My favorite word is this, or my favorite word to hate is a spin-off of one of your mom's most hated words. When she first told me, I couldn't understand why she hated the word. But then I realized I actually hated a portion of the word. So one of the words she hates has nothing to do with what I'm gonna say, and it's the word nasty. For some
Yes.
reason, your mom hates the word nasty. And especially if you put a lot of emphasis on
Yeah,
that
so she doesn't like that Janet Jackson
nasty,
song either.
the nasty. Yeah.
I bumped
Yeah.
that.
Well, I do. So,
That's right.
Janet, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. But the another word that she hates very much is the word chunky. She hates that word. And I in adulthood have realized I hate the word chunk.
So
Chunk.
you don't like to cut your cheese into
Chunky.
chunks.
Chunk. Yeah, no, it's not a chunk. I would actually, I would say, can you cut that in, or would you cube it? Or I would say something, I would rather say it's a hunk of cheese than it's a chunk. Chunk. Chunk light tuna.
Wait, say it again.
Chunk. It's just so, what is that word?
It might be the way you say it. I don't
Chunk.
know.
I don't know, but I can't stand it as an adult. I feel like it's a chunk,
Oh, man.
a chunk of quiche. But let me tell you, it was so moist.
Baked eggs. I know. I'm
Baked
ridiculous.
eggs. That's ridiculous. So, Zach hates, he hates eating that. He does not. He thinks he's like,
Maybe it's
every
a
quiche is
textural thing. I don't
disgusting.
know.
He hates it.
We are in our 30s. I did go through the boy band phase. My very first concert was in Sync, and that had good old Justin Timberlake in there, and I will never complain about JT, right?
No. Can I just say, as I get older, the older I get, I actually think that Lance Bass is one of the funniest people alive. He has a TikTok, so I watch him on TikTok, but I've also seen him on like Family Feud, and I've seen him on a few other, like, I think that he was on Ellen one time, and just like a few other talk shows. He is actually one of the
He is.
funniest people
Yeah.
ever. He's so funny. He's so funny, and
He's
I
funny
adore
too.
him. And then Joey Fatone,
I know.
he's on like Impractical Jokers constantly, and I love Impractical Jokers. I can't, I it is so funny the things that they do to one another, and
Friends,
also the fact
yeah.
that they have remained friends. Being even
Yeah.
through being just the worst to one another, like watching a, because it's always on True
Right.
TV. It's like that and the Carbonaro effect is like all they play, and there was this episode where they wrote and made Q direct a play about how his fiance he asked a girl to marry him. And like just weeks before the wedding, she left him because she was cheating on him with a cop. And at the time, he was a firefighter. So it was like a huge insult. But then they wrote this whole fake play, but they
Scenario.
used this actual like scenario from his life. And I just thought, I would never do that to my friend, but also I don't know if I would be able to forgive my friend if they did something like if I personally had something like that in my past that hurt
Yeah.
me so bad and then they put it on TV like that, you know? But they just love each other so much, I think they just don't even care, which is so sweet,
Yeah,
by the
I
way. But
mean,
anyway, Joey Fatone is
I
on
guess
that
we got made
show.
fun of for boy bands back then, but
I think
I
he'd be
don't really
proud,
care.
actually. I have such bad stage fright that I fuck up immediately once a microphone's put in
Oh.
my face. I had a very traumatic experience in the third grade. Yeah, and I had this solo for April in Paris, and then they played it the next day, like the day after the concert we had. They played the video of it in the library. And all the children made fun of me and said that I had a really deep voice and that I sounded like a man. And so after that, every time I went to go sing, I was like, I would shake and get
Whoa.
terrified, and I just wouldn't try anymore. And I would start like missing notes, and then I was like, oh, this whole it's
Well,
going down, the whole
here's what
ship is
I will say.
sinking.
I think you're like the
Abandon
triple
ship.
threat. I think you can sing.
I was gonna
No,
say
no,
sad and funny,
stop.
but with a good face.
No, you can sing. You could model. You have amazing eyeballs, man. Those blue eyes. I've always wanted blue eyes. And you have. Well, they.
Don't say that,
I mean,
because your eyes are incredibly unique.
I don't ever.
They're like yellow. They're
I don't
beautiful.
debate
They're
about
golden
what
brown
color my
yellow
eyes are
color.
anymore. I've had people argue. But then the other thing is you should have
Somebody
been an
record
actress.
this.
Like you're comedic timing. You could be a comic, stand-up comic. You could be.
Everyone, you know what? It's so, thank you for saying that. And it's very flattering. It's nice. But it's a lot, first of all, it is a lot easier said than done because it takes more than just like the ability. It also takes the chutzpah. Like it takes the confidence. And I just think it's one of those things I never really had was the confidence. I'm working on it. 35 is a little late to start, but I'm trying. But honestly, one of the things I think the reason why I could never be a stand-up comedian, very specifically, is because I'm good at this like type of conversational humor where I sort of like riff off of the conversation itself or like the energy of a conversation. And I when I do it with other people, it's not it's not for any kind of attention grab. It's literally I want people to like me and I don't know why I care. Like I just shouldn't care. But I think that's where it kind of comes from is like I want people to like me. And, but then what they always end up saying is like you should be a stand-up comedian. And I'm like, no, because I can't tell jokes. I'm literally making fun of you. Or this conversation or this, you know, this topic. But I would have to call up the entire audience to get enough conversation, to get enough material to then make everyone else laugh. It would never
I
be, I couldn't
mean,
ever be like a set, I feel like. And it, we haven't really touched on this, but my
which
husband
I think is the
thinks that
most
I'm the
funny
least
thing.
funny person alive. And he's always like, don't tell people that because they're going to think I'm not supportive. And I'm like, but babe, you real he thinks and that I am just so not funny. He couldn't possibly care any less about the jokes that I tell. If we're in a room full of people and I'm making everyone laugh, he's standing in the corner like this shit again. We got to do this again. Here she goes. Oh, Kimmy's on. She's gonna tell her little jokes. She's gonna make people laugh. And now we're gonna be here an extra 45 minutes because she needs the laughter in order to feel some kind of self-gratification. And then we get in the car and I'm like, was I funny? And he was like, no. I mean, I've heard all your jokes, so I'm
I
sure
think that
other
you're
people
both
think you're funny
funny.
though, babe.
Like Zeb's funny is a different
Well,
kind of funny, and he is quiet, so you really have to pay attention for it. But I'm like an observer, so I kind of
right.
without.
Well, and he opens up around you, which is very rare because he only really talks to like he's had the same three friends since middle school and then like his siblings, but he only really jokes with those three friends and me. But for some reason, he's very comfortable around you. But yeah, no, he does not, my husband does not think that I'm funny at all. He thinks that I'm repetitive and that like when I'm in a room full of people and I start making them laugh, I already know that I have their attention, so I know that I can continue to make them laugh. And it's easy for me, and I don't know why, but he is not amused by it at all. He was like, then you put on your little fucking show, and we were there an extra hour, and I could have been at home in my tower. You know, it's true. He just is just not amused by me. And I think it's a really good, I think it's a very good thing. I actually did see a therapist for a little while recently because I was having like anxiety over like COVID and all the things, like everything in the world just felt too heavy. And so I was talking to my therapist and I was explaining it to her. And she was like, I'm actually really happy that he doesn't think that you're funny because I think it keeps you grounded. So when everyone else is laughing, you're not getting this, you know, this huge ego from being able to make a room full of people accept you and like you. Because you know, when you go home, he's going to be like, it wasn't that funny. Do you want fish sticks or what? He just is not, he doesn't care at all. And he does think I'm funny. And when we are
He's
alone,
very
he is the
funny. He's
funniest
just
person. And you are right.
you
He
gotta
is
read
funny.
him.
He's
Like
very
his
funny.
funny, it's not just a joke he tells, or it's like
Yeah.
how he delivers a certain conversation or a gesture he does or like a face he makes when
Yes.
he's saying something the serious way that he says it. Like you just
Yes.
I'm a very much an observer, so I watch everything around
Yes.
me.
As you're telling me, I can see it, and it's making me laugh just thinking about it. But yes, it
Yes.
is. He's also so quick-witted that you'll say something that's not humorous at all, and he'll just immediately come back with something like topical and witty and immediate, and it's a perfect like delivery, and he does it deadpan where his face is just he's very funny. He's a very funny man. He is. But you know, he could throw me a bone every once in a while. He did say one time, I was like, you could have laughed. And he's like, oh, I did. There was one time I gave you a real pity laugh. He was like, I threw it out there for you, honey. I
And if
did.
you don't recall, that's your
I
bad.
tried really hard on that one, actually. Well, you know, we don't have to continue to discuss my husband, really, and how he thinks I'm funny or doesn't think I'm funny or how funny he is.
Well,
You
again.
know, Oh, man. He just does not. That's going to, my entire, for the rest of my life, it's just going to be us sitting around thinking the other one isn't funny.
I guess we'll
Well,
save it for next week then.
yeah, that's a good idea. All right. Well, I guess I'll talk to you then.
Okay, I love you.
I love you huge. Bye.
Bye.